back and eat some good food that I don't get here normally.
但是当他回去的时候，他吃到很多好吃的食物，在这边是不常吃到的。
Like Texas barbecue.
像是德州的这个烤肉。
Some they call it Texas Mexican food down there too.
也有一些德州当地的一些墨西哥的食物。
So I just had a blast going back, but I'm glad I'm back here now.
所以他觉得回去有看到神满满的祝福，但是他非常的开心可以回到当中。
You guys do Chinese food better here.
我们这边有比较好的亚洲的食物。
Today I wanted to talk to you guys about a passage in Matthew.
今天赖传道要传讲的信息是在马太福音。
In Matthew, Jesus actually shares a bunch of parables concerning the kingdom of God.
在马太福音，耶稣讲到许多的比喻是关于天国的。
And Jesus says that the kingdom of God is here now, and it's going to be here later as well. It's being created.
耶稣讲到说，天国已经在我们当中，而他要在这个天国要再次来到。
And we are going to be a part of God's kingdom in the right now and also in the future.
我们都是在神国的一个部分，现在就是，将来以后也是。
And there's one characteristic of the kingdom of God that I want to share with you today.
今天有一个在神国当中很大的一个特征，我们要在这里一起来学习。
And it's found in Matthew chapter 18, verse 21 to 35.
是在马太福音18章从21节一直到35节。
And it's on the topic of forgiveness.
这个主题是关于饶恕。
And Jesus' main point as he shares...is that the kingdom of God is a community of people who forgive each other.
耶稣在这边所讲到的重点是说，神国是一群互相饶恕的百姓所组成的。
So I'm not going to read the passage for you guys, but I'm going to ask David to read the passage for you guys. So Matthew chapter 18, verse 21 to 22.
马太福音十八章二十一到二十二节，那时彼得近前来对耶稣说：“主啊。”我弟兄得罪我，我当饶恕他几次呢？到七次可以吗？耶稣说：“我对你说，不是到七次，乃是七十个七次，或翻译成七十七次。”
So, how many times does Jesus say that we forgive someone?
所以在这边，耶稣教导我们要饶恕人几次呢？
If we listen to Jesus, he says 77 times.
如果我们看这一段经文，他所说的是七十七次。
But a little bit of background for you guys on forgiveness when it comes to Judaism.
对犹太教来说，他们在饶恕当中有一些的文化背景。
Jews were taught to forgive people of sinning against them up to three times.
犹太人被教导对蓄意的犯罪或者是侵犯饶恕最多三次。
If you sin against me,Three times in the same way, then I should forgive you three times. This was the Jewish understanding.
如果说当你做错了一件事情三次我都必须要来饶恕你，这是在犹太人的文化背景当中所被教导的。
And rabbis taught this because if you were to keep sinning against someone more than three times, then you weren't really sorry for what you did.
拉比教导他们说，当有一个人犯罪超过三次，那他可能表明他所这个犯罪的人并没有真正的悔改。
If you steal $5 from me and ask for forgiveness, then I can't keep forgiving you of stealing from me over and over again. That's their way of thinking.
所以如果你从我这边偷了五块钱，你不断的这样子做，我没有办法一直的饶恕你。
So, as Peter's talking with Jesus.Peter might be thinking he's being very generous by asking Jesus, how many times should I forgive? Seven times?
所以当彼得问耶稣说，我当饶恕我的弟兄几次，七次可以吗？他一定觉得自己是非常的慷慨。
But if you take Jesus literally, then we're supposed to be forgiving someone 77 times.
但是若是你单单从字面来理解的话，你应该就要原谅这个人七十七次。
But if you know Jesus, he's not into making rules.
但是如果你认识耶稣基督，你就会知道他并不是要我们来只是遵守一个教条而已。
So it's kind of odd for him to give us a real number on how many times we should be forgiving someone.
所以耶稣在这里讲到一个具体的数字，其实是非常奇怪的。
So I don't think that Jesus actually truly means you have to forgive someone literally 77 times.
所以耶稣在这里所讲到的并不是我们真正要饶恕一个人77次。
Every Jewish person listening to Jesus right now instantly would think of Genesis chapter 4 when he's talking about this.
当耶稣讲到这一段比喻的时候，所有的犹太人马上他们的文化背景会让他们联想到创世纪。
They would be thinking of this verse, and I'm going to ask David to read this for you.
他们会想到在创世纪的四章二十四节那边讲到说，人若杀该隐，要遭报七倍；若杀拉麦，必遭报七十七倍。
So God had promised, this was in the Old Testament, God had promised to protect Cain, by telling him that anyone who tried to harm him would get God's vengeance seven times more.
所以耶和华在旧约那边就承诺要保护该隐，对任何伤害该隐的，他将会从上帝那边遭报七倍。
And Lamech is one of Cain's descendants, and he multiplies the number to 77 times.
对拉麦来说也是一样，并且所遭报的更是加倍。
And Lamech is saying that if God is going to get vengeance for Cain seven times, then I'm going to claim God's protection for me 77 times.
所以拉麦在这边讲到说，若是耶和华会报应那个伤害该隐的，在这边他会加倍的来报应伤害我的。
As certain as God is going to protect Cain, God's going to protect Lamech.
所以同样的 当这边讲到说耶稣要上帝要保护该隐，他同样的有绝对的保护要来保护拉麦。
So Jesus uses these numbers of 7 and 77 to talk to his crowd.
所以耶稣在这边讲到七次跟七十七次来讲到他的一个应许，他的一个绝对的保护。
He's telling Peter, don't just forgive seven times.
所以他在这边是告诉彼得，不要只是饶恕人七次。
But in the same way that God's going to certainly protect Lamech, then God wants you to certainly forgive other people.
上帝怎么样绝对的保护拉麦，你也要怎么样绝对的饶恕别人。
The point is not the numbers.
这边的重点并不是次数。
The point is that God is certain to protect Cain, so Jesus is using that story to say,You should certainly forgive other people.
这边的重点是上帝绝对的保护拉麦，我们也要用绝对的这样子的一个态度来饶恕别人。
Now Jesus tells a parable to explain his point, Matthew 18, 23 and 24.
接着耶稣用了一个比喻来解释他的教导，在马太福音18章23到24节，这边说，天国好像一个王要和他仆人算账，才算的时候有人带了一个欠一千万银子的来。
So, one talent is a unit of weight that was used to measure money.
这里的银子在原文圣经当中用的单位是他连德，他连德是一个重量的单位，用来衡量金钱。
And one talent was equivalent to 20 years of wages.
一他连德在当时相当于二十年的工资。
So in this story, this servant owed the king 10,000 talents.
所以在这个故事当中的仆人欠王的账是一千万银子，也就是一万他连德。
If you multiply 20 years by 10,000, what do you get?
若是你把一万乘上二十，就是等于二十万。
You get 200,000 years.
就是二十万年。
So this servant owed this king 200,000 years of work.
所以这个仆人欠这个王所的债务是要二十万年的这个工作才有办法偿还的。
In today's numbers, that's tens of billions of dollars, not millions, billions of dollars.
若是你换算成今天的数字，可能相当于数百亿元。
Now this was a really, really crazy number.
这是一个非常不合理的数字。
And Jesus wanted it to be a crazy number.
而耶稣是故意使用这个数字。
Because the point is that this guy would never, ever repay his debt.
因为这边耶稣要表明的重点是这个仆人永远都不可能偿还他的债。
Even if he died and came back to life again, over for hundreds of lifetimes, he would not be able to repay his debt.
若是有来生，当他死去又再一次的从头做工，他要一直一直的做，也是不可能还清这些债务。
There is no chance for this man to ever repay this king.
没有任何的机会可以让这个仆人来还清他对这个王所欠的债。
So the story goes on in Matthew 18, 25 to 27.
这个故事继续在马太福音18章25到27节，这边讲到，因为他没有什么偿还之物，主人吩咐把他和他妻子儿女，并一切所有的都卖了偿还。那仆人就俯伏拜他说，主啊，宽容我，将来我都要还清。 那仆人的主人就动了慈心，把他释放了，并且免了他的债。
Now, what just happened here?
发生了什么事呢？
This king forgave this servant of 200,000 years of work.
这个王刚刚就饶恕了赦免了这个仆人200,000年的这个工资的债。
Tens of billions of dollars.
可能是好几百亿元。
If I was this king, then I wouldn't be able to forgive billions of dollars so easily.
如果我是这个王的话，我可能没有办法像他一样这么容易就饶恕这个人。
This is an enormous amount of money.
这是天文数字。
And for this servant to be forgiven of this much money, it would have been a huge relief for him.
所以当这个仆人得到这样子大的赦免，他一定有感到非常大的一个解脱。
Imagine if your bank told you that you don't have to pay for your house anymore.
想象一下，若是你的银行忽然通知你说你的贷款豁免了。
How would you feel?
你会有什么样的感觉？
You don't have any mortgage anymore. We forgive you.
你不用再偿还任何的贷款了，你不用再缴费了。
You would be so excited.
你会很兴奋。
You would sense this huge relief inside of you.
你会觉得非常大的一个解脱，喘了一口气。
I don't have to pay for my house every month anymore.
我不用再每一个月来偿还我房子的贷款了。
It would be like a burden taken off of your shoulders.
就像一个非常巨大的重担从你的肩头脱落一样。
But this guy was forgiven more than just a house. He was forgiven of like multiple houses.
而这个仆人被赦免的这个数字并不单单只是一栋房子，可能是好几栋房子。
Or maybe you don't own a house, but maybe you have a college loan or a debt or something like that. That could be forgiven. Just imagine the relief that you would have.
若是你没有一个房子的话，或许你可以想想你是学生的话，如果有这些就学的贷款，当这些都豁免的时候，你是怎么样的一个感受？
So this servant is probably really happy right now.
所以这个仆人现在一定是相当的高兴。
So the story goes on in Matthew 18, verse 28 to 30.
故事继续在28节这边讲到，那仆人出来遇见他的一个同伴，欠他10两银子，便揪着他，掐住他的喉咙说，你把所欠的还我。他的同伴就俯伏央求他说，宽容我吧，将来我必还清。他不肯，进去把他下在监里，等他还了所欠的债。
So a worker back then would normally be, would typically be paid 1 denarius for a working day.
当时一个工人通常在每一个工作天会被给付一个银币的工资。
So in this story, it means that this fellow servant owed this first servant about 4 months of work.
也就是说，后来的那个仆人的同伴所欠的大约是大概四个月的工资。
So this first servant was just forgiven of 200,000 years of work.
前一个仆人才刚刚被主人豁免了200,000年的债。
Now his friend owes him 4 months of work.
现在他的朋友欠他四个月的工资。
And he wouldn't forgive him.
他却没有办法来饶恕他。
Story goes on. Matthew 18, verse 31 to 35.
故事继续，31节。众同伴看见他所做的事，就甚忧愁，去把这事都告诉了主人。于是主人叫了他来，对他说，你这恶奴才，你央求我，我就把你所欠的都免了。你不应当连续你的同伴向我连续你吗？主人就大怒，把他交给掌刑的，等他还清了所欠的债。你们个人若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄，我天父也要这样待你们了。
So the master puts this servant in jail because he wouldn't forgive his fellow servant's 4 month debt when he was just forgiven of a 200,000 year debt.
所以主人就把这个仆人下到监里，因为当他被饶恕200,000年的债之后，他竟然不能饶恕欠他四个月工资的同伴。
His friend owed him a few thousand dollars, but he was just forgiven of billions of dollars.
他的同伴所欠他的是可能几千块，但是他被饶恕的却是好几百亿元。
So the interesting verse is actually the last verse here.
最后一节的经文其实非常的有趣，说到你们个人若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄，我天父也要这样待你们了。
So what will God do to us if we don't forgive our brothers?
所以若是我们不饶恕我们的弟兄，上帝会怎么样待我们呢？
We'll be quote unquote delivered to the jailers.
依照经文来看，我们将被下到监狱里。
So another verse that's close to this is Matthew chapter 6 verse 14 to 15.
另外一个类似的教导在马太福音六章十四到十五节那边讲到，你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯，你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
So many people have wondered what it means that God will not forgive us our sins if we don't forgive other people.
所以有许多的人非常好奇，这里提到天父不饶恕我们是什么意思呢？
The first thing that I thought of was that I was going to lose my salvation.
通常第一个想法是，若我们不饶恕别人，我们将会失去救恩。
That if I don't forgive other people here on this earth, that I'm going to, then God's not going to forgive me.
换句话说，我们的救恩跟饶恕别人是紧紧相扣的。
The first thing I think of is that my salvation is linked to my forgiveness of other people.
所以当我们不饶恕人的时候，我们可能也不会被饶恕。
Now, I don't think this is the case.
但是我不认为这边应该这样来解释。
Because there's very many verses that talk about how God, that how we are saved because of God's grace and not because of anything we do or don't do.
因为这边和圣经当中其他地方的教导是互相矛盾的，我们得救应该是唯独上帝的恩典。
God has forgiven us of our sins if we have put our faith in Him, and we don't have to question our salvation.
当我们用信心接受耶稣基督的时候，上帝已经饶恕我们所有的罪，并不是在于我们做了什么。
So what does God mean when He says He won't forgive us if we don't forgive other people?
所以耶稣在这边所说到天父不饶恕我们是什么意思呢？
What I believe Jesus is trying to say is that our unforgiveness of other people is a sin.
我相信在这边所说到的不饶恕其实是一种罪。
And any sin that we commit against God, we lose fellowship with God.
而所有的罪都会使我们失去跟主团契亲密的关系。
There will be a gap in our relationship with God.
在我们跟上帝的关系之间将会有一个鸿沟。
And until we resolve that gap with our relationship with God, then we will not have a close connection with Him.
直到我们去解决这个问题，把鸿沟修复，我们才有可能跟主有一个美好的连接。
And if we decide that we're not going to forgive our brothers and sisters here on earth, then that breaks our relationship with God.
所以若是我们不去饶恕我们的弟兄的话，这样子的一个罪就让我们跟主耶稣的团契就失去了连结。
The Bible calls it grieving the Holy Spirit that's within inside of us.
在圣经也讲到说这样子的情形会使圣灵担忧。
I don't think we're going to lose our salvation.
我不认为这边所讲到的是我们的救恩会失去。
But if we don't forgive our brothers and sisters, then it grieves God's Holy Spirit.
但是若是我们不去选择饶恕，我们会使圣灵担忧。
We need to make something right again.
我们需要做正确的决定。
And I believe that's what Jesus meant by I will not forgive you unless you forgive your brothers and sisters.
我相信这边才是这边所讲到天父不饶恕我们，直到我们饶恕别人的真正的意思。
So why is it so hard to forgive? Why does Jesus make such a big deal about forgiving other people?
是什么事情使得我们觉得饶恕是非常困难的功课呢？
One of the reasons I think that people have a hard time forgiving is because they have misconceptions of what forgiveness really is.
许多时候，其中一个让我们难以饶恕的原因，是因为我们对饶恕有一些误解。
These misconceptions are lies that we tell ourselves about forgiveness.
这些误解是谎言，不断地告诉我们，这个饶恕别人是困难的。
And I want to talk about some of these lies.
我想要跟大家来分享。
So the first one is...Forgiveness means that what they did to me was okay.
通常第一个误解是饶恕代表这些人对我的伤害是可以的。
So by definition, forgiveness is needed when someone is offended or hurt by another person.
依照定义来说，当一个人被得罪或是被另一个人伤害的时候，饶恕才是需要的。
And this is one of the misconceptions about forgiveness, that if I forgive someone, then what they did was good and right.
所以第一个误解是，当我们去选择饶恕的时候，好像告诉那个人说，你这样子对我是可以的。
Now that's wrong. What they did to you was wrong.
这些伤害你的人对你所做的是不对的。
It was not okay.
是不 OK 的。
You did get hurt when they did what they did to you.
你的确受到伤害了，当他们这样做的时候。
What they did was wrong.
他们所做的是不正确的。
Forgiveness isn't excusing the sin.
饶恕并不是对这个罪来找一个借口。
Forgiveness is acknowledging what happened to you, that you did get hurt, but you're going to do something about it anyways.
饶恕是你认知到他们对你所做的这个错误跟伤害，并且把它交给主耶稣。
So what they did to you was wrong, but you're going to deal with it in a proper way, and I'll tell you in a little bit how to do that.
所以那些伤害你的人对你所做的是错误的，但是你将用正确的方式来处理。
The second one.
第二个。
Forgiveness means that they won't have to suffer any consequences for what they did to me.
饶恕代表这些人可能不用对他们的行为负责任或是有任何的后果。
So, this is the idea that if I forgive them, then they're not going to have to be punished.
这样的想法通常源自于当我们去选择饶恕之后，那这个人他并不用对他所说的事情负责，也不会受到刑罚。
That means that they don't have to pay me back for what they did to me.
也就是说，他们并不用为他们对你所做的事情付上代价。
But according to Romans 12, it's God who will repay people for what they've done and not you.
但是根据罗马书第十二章那边讲到，报应是上帝的工作，并不是我们的工作。
We're called to forgive other people and we trust that God is just and he will deal with he'll deal with the consequences.
我们被呼召是来饶恕，并且相信上帝在万事上都掌权，他会来施行报应的工作。
It's not your responsibility to punish someone for causing you pain.
报应并不是我们的工作，让我们要去使那个人付上代价。
It's not your responsibility to take revenge on them.
并不是我们的责任要去做报复的行为。
That's God's responsibility.
那是上帝的工作。
You just trust that God is a just God.
对我们来说，我们只是单单的相信上帝。
And he will use circumstances, he will use people, he will even use the legal system if necessary to bring justice to your situation.
上帝可以使用各样的人、各样的情势，甚至是法治的系统，在你的事情上面来彰显公义。
So don't take it on yourself to make sure, to get justice.
所以不要让我们自己成为那个去做报复的工作的人。
Number three.
第三点。
Forgiveness means that I need to keep tolerating their offensive behavior.
饶恕代表我可能需要持续的容忍他们对我的伤害。
And this is absolutely not true either.
这绝对不是真实的。
A few verses right before this parable, Jesus is telling his disciples that we should be having conversations with those people who sin against us.
在这个预言的几节经文之前，你可以看到耶稣告诉他的门徒，当有人得罪了你的弟兄的时候，你应该跟他有一个对话，用爱心指出他的错误来。
If someone hurt us, then we should sit down and talk with them about it.
当有人伤害了我们是可以跟他坐下来，有一个很好的对话来解决。
And if they refuse to change, then we have to bring some friends along with us to help convince the other person.
若是当我们单独跟他来劝告他不听，我们可以有同伴一起的来跟他来劝说。
And if that still doesn't work, then we break off our friendship with them.
如果当你告诉了教会，这样还是没有帮助，无可奈何之下，你只好先暂停你们之间的友谊。
You don't have to keep tolerating someone's abusive behavior towards you.
你不用当一个不断忍受别人伤害的一个受气包。
If someone keeps hurting you, then sit down and talk with them about it.
所以当有人让你受伤了，你可以选择跟他坐下来好好谈一谈。
If they won't change, then you break off your friendship with them.
如果他们不接受你的劝告，也不接受教会的劝告，那你可以暂时的先停止你们的关系，避免受到伤害。
You don't have to keep getting hurt in that same situation over and over again.
你不要让自己在不论在精神上或在肉体上不断的受到伤害。
These are just a few of the common misconceptions or lies that maybe even I tell myself sometimes.
这是几个常见的误解或是说谎言甚至是我自己也常常这样告诉我自己，提醒我自己。
So if this is not what forgiveness looks like, then what does real biblical forgiveness look like?
所以若这不是饶恕真正的意思，那圣经所说的饶恕到底是什么呢？
Here's Ephesians 4:31-32.
在以弗所书四章三十一到三十二节这边讲到，一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、喧扰、毁谤，并一切的恶毒，都当从你们中间除掉，并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
Forgiveness means to put, in this verse it says, forgiveness means to put away or release.
饶恕代表抛弃或是放开。
What are we putting away? What are we releasing?
我们抛弃放开什么呢？
We're releasing wrath, anger, clamor, slander, all of those things in verse 31.
我们放开抛弃一切的苦毒、恼恨和指责。
We're releasing the blame that we, that that person, we're releasing the blame of the offender away from us.
也就是说我们将这些不好的感受、这些包袱来放开、来抛弃。
And where are we releasing it to?
那我们把它交给谁呢？
We release it to Jesus.
我们把它交给耶稣基督。
All, it means to put all of your feelings, all those feelings and burdens onto the shoulders of Jesus.
也就是说把你的这些不好的感受、把你这些沉重的负担都交给耶稣基督。
And we let Jesus heal our hurts and heal our pains.
让耶稣基督来医治我们心里的伤痛。
It says in verse 32 that we forgive other people just as Christ in God forgave us.
在32节这边就说正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
And why do we do this?
为什么我们要这样做呢？
It's because God has shown us so much forgiveness for the impossible debt that we owed him.
因为上帝已经透过饶恕我们的罪债让我们看到他极丰盛的恩典。
We're the person who owes the 200,000 year debt.
我们每个人都是那一个欠那个王两千万两银子的人。
And that person who hurt you, that's the guy with the 4-month debt.
而伤害你的那个人就像后来的那个仆人他所欠的是大概四个月的工资一样。
If we put it in that perspective, then we should be forgiving other people all the time.
若是我们从这个观点这个角度来看来理解这个事情我们应该总是绝对的来饶恕得罪我们的人。
And if we decide that we're not going to forgive our brothers and sisters, then we don't understand how much we've been forgiven.
所以若是我们没有办法饶恕冒犯我们的人，那我们可能还不明白上帝透过耶稣基督在十字架上显明的怜悯跟恩典。
If I don't forgive my brothers and sisters, then I don't really care about God's grace that much.
若是我不能去怜悯饶恕我的弟兄，可能正说明了我一点都不在乎上帝在十字架上所做的。
If I don't forgive my brothers and sisters, I don't think about Jesus on the cross very much then.
当我不能去饶恕我的弟兄的时候，我可能对于十字架上的救恩没有想得清楚。
Because Jesus forgave me of the impossible debt, and I should be forgiving my brothers and sisters for their debt towards me.
因为耶稣基督已经在他十字架上面透过他来让我们的罪债得以偿还，我们也应该这样子来学习。
God wants us to be gracious and forgiving because He's gracious and forgiving.
我们的上帝是一位蛮有恩典跟饶恕的上帝，他也希望我们像他一样。
When you truly forgive some your brother or sister from your heart, then there's a real opportunity to restore your friendship.
当你可以真正的去饶恕一个人，你将有一个机会跟那个人重新有一个修复的关系。
You can be friends with that person again.
你可以跟他重新成为朋友。
There's a pastor by the name of R.T. Kendall who gives some proofs of true forgiveness.
有一个牧师，他是威斯敏斯特教堂的牧师，也是著名的基督教作家 R.T. 肯德尔，提供了几项证据。
And he takes these principles from the life of Joseph.
他的这些证据证明一个人已经完全的饶恕别人，是从观察约瑟的一生发现的。
Joseph was sold into slavery by his own brothers.
我们都知道约瑟被他的亲哥哥出卖到埃及做奴隶。
And Joseph was able to forgive his brothers.
但是在最后约瑟可以饶恕他的弟兄。
So here's the first one.
第一个证据是
You don't tell others what they did to you.
当别人伤害你的时候，你不会去，当你真正的选择饶恕，你不会去告诉别人这些人曾经对你做过什么。
If someone did something to you and you forgive them, then you don't talk about it.
如果你是真正选择饶恕一个人对你的伤害，你应该不会再继续把这个事情说下去。
You don't gossip about them.
你不会讲八卦。
You don't try to ruin their reputation.
你不会试着在别人面前毁坏他们的名誉。
You don't talk badly about them behind their back.
你不会在他们的背后说他的闲话。
You've forgiven them.
你已经饶恕他了。
So you don't talk about that situation anymore.
所以你不会再提到。
You go to the point of even keeping them from looking bad.
甚至当你真正饶恕他，可能你反而是在别人的面前来保护他。
Even though you know that they're an evil person, that they can do wrong things, you don't share that with other people.
即使那个人是不好的，你也不会继续的再去告诉别人他所做的。
You don't tell people what they did to you.
你不会跟别人说他怎么样对待你。
Number two.
第二个。
Don't make them feel guilty.
当你真正的选择饶恕的时候，你不会让这些人有罪疚感。
Jesus has forgiven us so that we wouldn't be feel guilty.
主耶稣已经饶恕赦免我们，所以让我们可以从罪恶的羞耻当中得到释放。
So when we forgive our brothers and sisters, we don't try to make them feel guilty.
所以当我们真正选择饶恕之后，我们也不会让我们的弟兄们觉得罪疚。
We go the extra.Mile, we take extra steps to make sure that they don't feel bad for what they did against us.
当我们真正选择饶恕，我们甚至试着努力帮助这些人走出伤害你的罪疚感当中。
If you truly forgive someone, then you will not want to make them feel guilty.
如果你真正饶恕一个人，你不会想要让他不断的有罪恶感产生。
And the third one's the hardest one.
而第三个是最难的一点。
Keep blessing and praying for them.
持续为这些人祝福祷告。
This one's the hardest one because, well, for me at least, it's the hardest one.
对我来说，这一点非常的困难。
It means to take them out to dinner.
这里所说的可能是我需要的，带他出去一起用餐。
Send a Christmas card to them.
在每逢佳节的时候，寄一个卡片问候他们。
They hurt you so much, but you've forgiven them.
他这样子伤害你这么深，但是你却要祝福他们。
And how do you know that you really forgave them?
你怎么样可以真正的知道你已经饶恕他了呢？
You're going to bless them.
你将要祝福他。
You're going to pray blessings over them.
你将要为他祷告，在祷告当中大大的祝福他。
Pray that God would be really good to them.
为他们祷告，上帝会待他好。
Even though they were really bad to you.
即使这些人对你是伤害你的。
Pray that God would be really good to them.
祷告上帝会对他好。
That's how you know that you've forgiven that person.
当你可以这样做的时候，你就知道你是真正饶恕这些人了。
Now these three things are really very general actually.
这三个事情，这三个证据是非常的一般。
I bet that if I were to ask each one of you about your situation today, that it would not always fit with these principles.
我们每个人的状况都不同，要把我们的状况都套进这三个原则当中，不一定是可行的。
Restoring a friendship is probably harder than just these little points on the screen.
有的时候重新把这个友谊重建是非常困难的，不单单只是好像做这个简单的一二三的步骤就可以实现。
But if we're really going to be the kingdom of God, the community of God that God wants us to be,then we're going to be forgiving other people.
但是如果我们真的要成为一个上帝的国度，我们需要去学习选择饶恕别人。
I'll tell you a story about the last one.
我在最后告诉你一个故事。
I'm not talking about them because you don't know who this person is.
我不会讲出他们的名字，你也不知道这些人是谁。
But this person did something to hurt me.
但这个人伤害了我。
And I decided that I was going to forgive this person.
而我决定我要选择饶恕他们。
And I really felt convicted that I was supposed to give to this person's mission trip.
而我真的是觉得我要 convicted into.
I felt burdened on my heart to.
而他赖传道他觉得他的内心有一个很沉重的负担。
So I decided that I would fund probably close to 50% of their mission trip.
所以他决定要资助他们在他们的这个宣教的旅程当中有 50% 的 这个资助，资金的资助。
And you know what the feeling of blessing someone who hurt you feels like?
你知道去祝福一个伤害你的人是怎么样的一个感觉吗？
There's joy.
那里有喜乐。
There's happiness inside of you.
那里有一个幸福的感觉在我的心里。
You know that there's nothing, there's no awkwardness between the two of you anymore.
在我跟他的之间再也没有这个尴尬产生。
So the kingdom of God is a community where people forgive one another.
所以上帝的国度是一个大家互相饶恕的地方。
It's a community that gives Jesus their hurts and their pains.
在那里我们已经把我们的伤痛交给耶稣基督。
It's a place where all the difficult relationships have been dealt with.
在那个地方每一段困难的关系都已经被处理了。
It's a place where you don't have to be scared that that person might show up.
在那个地方你不用去担心害怕那个人可能会出现。
So as I've been talking about forgiveness, maybe you've been thinking of one person in your mind.
当我正在传讲这个饶恕的主题的时候，或许在你的脑海中浮现某个人的名字。
There might be one person that you're thinking of who might have offended you or hurt you in some way.
可能那个人曾经伤害你或冒犯了你。
If I'm just going to give you guys some maybe some pointers to go with.
我将给你在这里给你一些建议。
If that person knows that they hurt you.
如果那个人知道他伤害了你。
Then sit down and talk with them.
你可以试个找个机会将他把事情谈开。
Sit down and talk about how they hurt you and what you guys can do about your friendship.
试着去处理这个问题，讲一讲你们的感受，然后怎么样一起来处理。
Tell them that you've forgiven them.
告诉他们你已经饶恕他了。
Don't hold any negative feelings towards them anymore.
不要再让那个负面的情绪在那边发酵。
And see if you can restore your friendship that way.
试着努力看看那个友谊 是否可以重建。
And if you can't restore your friendship that way, if they keep sinning against you, then break off that friendship.
如果当你已经这样子做了，但是他们还是不断的伤害你，你可以先暂停你们之间的友谊。
Now that maybe there's someone who hurt you that they don't even know that they hurt you.
但有时候是那个伤害你的人，他甚至不知道他伤害了你。
This is 90% of my forgiveness.
对我来说，这是几乎是大部分的时候都是这样子的状况。
Most of the time when I have to forgive someone, it's because they didn't even know that they hurt me.
许多的时候，我需要去饶恕别人，是因为甚至那个伤害我的人，他都不知道他伤害了我。
If they don't know that they hurt you, then you can go to them privately and talk to them about it.
如果他们甚至不知道他们伤害了你，你可以在私下约他出来，把告诉他你的感受。
You can explain to them what they did.
你可以试着向他解释什么发生了什么事情。
But that you forgive them anyways.
但是你选择饶恕他。
But one word of warning is, or maybe one question that I would ask you before you do this, is why are you doing it?
向他解释之前，你可能要问自己一个问题，就是你为什么要这样做？为什么要找他来把这个事情摊开？
If they don't know that they hurt you, then why?Why are you sitting down and bringing it up?
既然他并不知道他伤害了你，为什么你要再去把这个事情翻出来谈呢？
Is it to make them feel guilty?
是为了要让他觉得罪恶感吗？
Is it to stick the knife in a little bit more so that they can make sure they feel shame?
是试着找一个机会见缝插针，让他觉得有羞耻的感觉吗？
Or are you truly trying to restore your friendship with that person?
或是你真正打从心底希望你们之间的友谊可以重建。
Now, if meeting with them privately isn't possible, then you can do it by phone or by whatever way you feel like is appropriate.
如果跟这个人私下见面在空间上是不允许的，或许你可以打个电话或者是写封信给他。
But I believe that there is even a better way to forgive someone from your heart.
但我相信有一个更好的方法是怎么样来选择饶恕。
I believe that you can forgive someone without them even knowing that they were forgiven.
我相信你可以饶恕一个人，甚至他们可能都不知道你饶恕了他。
If forgiveness is restoring a right relationship between two people, then you can forgive someone without them even knowing that something was wrong.
如果饶恕的重点是在重建这个友谊的关系，你甚至不需要告诉他们什么，你就可以愿意定义选择饶恕。
If someone did something to me and they don't know it, then I can, I can simply go to Jesus and say, God, that was wrong, and I give you this, I give this to you.
当有人伤害我，他不知道的时候，我可以来到耶稣的面前，跟耶稣倾诉我的感受，然后把这些伤痛交给耶稣，让耶稣来处理。
Forgiveness is putting away your anger, putting away your frustrations, and giving it to Jesus.
刚刚经文当中我们知道的饶恕，就是把我们所有的这些苦毒、这些不好的感受都交给耶稣。
And the ultimate goal of forgiveness is to become friends again.
而饶恕的终极目标是要重新恢复那个关系，恢复那个友谊。
Whatever way you can get to that point, you do it your way.
不论什么事情、什么方法可以达到那个目标，你选择这样去做。
If you have to sit down and talk with them, do it that way.
如果你需要跟这个人坐下来一起谈一谈，就去做吧。
If you can forgive them without even telling them what happened,Then forgive them that way.
如果你可以选择饶恕，甚至你都不用跟他说一句话，就在心里真正的饶恕他，你可以这样做。
If the final result is that you guys have a right friendship again, then that's what matters.
最重要的是在事情的最后，你们中间是真正有一个重新建立的关系跟美好的友谊。
We forgive our brothers and sisters because God forgave us first.
我们愿意选择去饶恕，是因为上帝先饶恕了我们。
We owed God an impossible debt.
我们欠上帝的罪债是非常多的。
And for those who owe us a debt, by hurting us, we can forgive them.
而对那些伤害我们、欠我们四十两债务的，我们也可以选择饶恕。
So yes, you did get hurt.
是的，你的确受伤了。
No, it wasn't okay.
这是不好的，这是不可以的。
Yes, it was wrong.
是的，这是错误的。
Yes, God will be the one to take care of it.
是的，上帝是要来处理这个问题。
Yes, you should forgive them.
是的，你应该选择饶恕他。
No, you shouldn't tell the whole world.
不，你不该去把这个事情再继续告诉别人。
No, you shouldn't make them feel guilty.
不，你不该去让他感到有罪恶感。
Yes, you should be blessing them and praying for them.
是的，你应该透过祷告用祝福来胜过。
And yes, your connection with God will be restored as you forgive your brothers and sisters.
是的，当你选择饶恕的时候，你跟上帝的关系将没有阻碍。
Whoever that person is you're thinking of, you can forgive them.
不论现在在你脑中的那个人是谁，你都可以这样子做，选择饶恕。
Because God has given you the grace to forgive them. It's in His word already.So God, if this is God's command to you, God will give you the grace to do it.
上帝的教导，上帝的命令，就是我们要有这样子的恩典去给别人。如果上帝已经在圣经当中这样说，他必给我们够用的力量跟恩典去做。
Let me pray for all of you.
让我来为你们祷告。
Jesus, we thank you for your sacrifice on the cross.
主耶稣，我们向你献上感谢，你在十字架上的救恩。
We are that servant who could not pay.
我们是那一个欠不可能偿还债务的那个仆人。
And we thank you for forgiving us of our sins.
我们向你献上感谢，你已经饶恕我们。
We pray that you would give us grace to forgive our fellow brothers and sisters of their sins.
我们向你祷告，求你给我们够用的恩典，让我们也可以选择去饶恕。
Their sins against us.Are small compared to what we've done against you.
那些冒犯我们的人，伤害我们的人，对我们所做的，相较我们所欠你的，其实是非常的小。
And so we want to thank you for your grace towards us.
所以再一次，我们向你献上感谢，你给我们的恩典。
And we pray that you would help us to forgive our brothers and sisters.
也求你帮助我们，让我们可以去选择饶恕。
Yes, they've hurt us, and yes, they've done things against us.
是的，他们伤害了我，他们做了让我觉得不舒服的事情。
Yes, we have feelings of pain, feelings of sadness.
是的，我们感受到非常的难过，非常的悲痛。
But we put them away and we release them to you.
但主，我们要把这些都放开、舍弃，放在你的面前。
We put them on your shoulders, Jesus.
我们把这些都交到主耶稣你的肩头上。
And we choose to forgive our brothers and sisters.
我们选择饶恕。
And Lord, when we do that, we know that you're going to fill us with joy.
主耶稣，我们知道，当我们定义这样做的时候，你的喜乐要充满我们。
You're going to restore our relationship with our brothers and sisters.
你要让我们跟弟兄姐妹之间的关系可以重建。
But you're also going to restore our relationship with you, our connection with you.
你也重建我们跟你之间的关系。
So we thank you for your help and your grace in doing this.
我们向你献上感谢，你给我们够用的力量，帮助我们，给我们够用的恩典。
I pray all these things in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.